I used to have a really unhealthy relationship with money, and it was because the relationship with money was just reflecting how I really viewed myself and the relationship that I had with myself. And I lived my whole life in survival. I couldn't hold money. I couldn't keep money. I just had a really negative self-concept in relation to money. I didn't feel worthy of receiving. I was very closed off in my body and in my energy to be able to receive. And because of that, I lived a very chaotic and very exhausting life where I found myself overworking and trying so hard to achieve. And because there was this huge unworthiness to receiving, I just never was reciprocated in the energy that I was putting out there. And a lot of people in the world live this way, and they just exhaust themselves in their life and feel like they need to hustle and grind and work super hard to make money. And you know, that's the most of this world. People are living in survival and they don't even realize it. So there was a few things that I did that completely changed the way that I view money and how I am in relation to money. And in having that shift in my mindset and embodying a new version of myself, a version that feels worthy of love, a version that is open to receive, a version that feels abundant and knows that there's abundance in this world. Having that mindset shift completely changed my life. And I want to share some of the things that really helped me shift into this new mindset and embody this new version of myself. But first, hi guys. I hope you're having an amazing, beautiful, positive day. I'm sending you so much love and so much peaceful, balanced energy. If you guys are new here, my name is Misha. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to get right into today's discussion. So, what really started things for me was I got so freaking exhausted. Like, I was working so hard, working so much, and not seeing a return on anything. I was always struggling to pay my bills. My bills were always late. There was always so much anxiety and chaos surrounding money. And I just got so sick and tired of living that way. It was like it brought me to my knees. And I was like, well, what is it? And I will never forget it. I was living in this really shitty place in New York, Queens, New York, in a basement with like these little makeshift rooms. I was paying $1,000 a month. I could barely pay my rent, barely feed myself. My bills were always late. And I just had this moment of realization. I had been living in such lack consciousness, and my mind was always going to, oh my God, it's so hard. I can never make money. Like, when is it ever going to get easier? Very victim consciousness, right? And I remember just sitting on the floor in my room one day being like, well, why not me? Like, why can't I be abundant like other people? Like, why is it that I look around at other people and they're just, you know, living a very abundant life, or their life seems so easy, or they're just breezing on by in their life? And those people also have bills. Those people also have things that, you know, potentially could be stressors in their life, but the way that they're going through it, they're able to just attract this really abundant life. And I remember sitting on the floor in my room and realizing, like, I live in New York City, okay? There's billions of dollars in this city. For me to be laying in the, sitting on the floor in my room and saying, why me, when there's billions of dollars outside of my room, I had a something click in my mind to be like, why not me? Why not me? Instead of thinking in that lack in the moment, I realized how negative I was thinking, in that there was such an abundance outside of my room that was available to me, but I just had to get out and go out there and get it, right? Or align with it or find it somehow, right? So, first of all, wherever you are right now, I want you to realize that it is only your mind that is limiting you from going out there and getting the things, aligning with the things, having the things. It doesn't matter where you are from, what you are doing, there is an abundance of money out there. There's an endless supply of money out there. And we have the opportunity to always make money, right? So I had to have that shift in my mindset where I started to realize how limited my thinking was and how it was really sabotaging me from opening the door to that abundance that existed outside of my room, right? Where I was sitting on the floor in that moment. And I just realized all of the money that existed around me, like billions and billions of dollars for me, available to me. So that was the first thing that really started me down this road to healing my relationship with money. And first, to heal my relationship with money, I had to heal my relationship with myself. And so I started to really realize the anxiety and the fear that I had surrounding money. And all of that was an anxiety and a fear that I had from my childhood traumas. So going on the healing journey to really working through some of that anxiety and really being present in my body, learning nervous system regulation so that when a bill came up, I didn't immediately be triggered with fear or anxiety, you know, because bills are always going to be there. There's always going to be bills, right? There's always going to be something to pay. And it's how you're viewing that that will really shift you into a whole new embodiment of a reality that you're experiencing. Like when I used to get bills or notifications for bills, it used to just bring my mood down. Like I just, all the fear would come up, all the anxiety, all the stress, all the worry about those bills. And because there was so much resistance there, stress, worry, fear, I ended up not being able to pay the bill. Like it just would manifest in my life. The resistance would create even more resistance, and I would end up not having the money to pay the bills, right? Which would only then manifest more anxiety and stress surrounding bills in the first place. So I started to have a more realistic, more logical approach to my bills and my rent and things that were going to come up every month. Those are just things that come up every month. And I started to really pour love into myself in those moments when I was feeling anxious, really just to give myself extra love in those moments when I was feeling anxious, not resisting the feelings that were inside my body, but to really just see that there's a part of me that I was healing and working on. That comes from something in my childhood, maybe a belief or something that, you know, that I'm not safe, I'm not going to be okay. You know, those are beliefs that come up surrounding money and childhood trauma. And so I just really started to pour love into myself in those moments. And the more love that I poured into myself in those moments, the easier that it got for me to shift into this really healthy relationship with my bills and, you know, things that came up every month for me, you know, as a human, that's just naturally things that we're going to have to deal with every month. And what is the point of adding more stress and worry and fear when that is always something that's going to come up every month, right? And the more that you can build a cushion there and just create that nurturing feeling for yourself in those moments, the easier it becomes for you to empower yourself and then to really begin to walk a life where, yeah, bills are every month and there's not a worry. They're going to come every month. If I'm late, I'm late. You know, I make a call, I let them know I'm going to be late, you know, instead of having the fear and the anxiety and then not paying the bill and it just builds up and builds up, right? Kind of a dismissive way of dealing with things. No, you take on you deal with things head on. And there's a really healthy approach to dealing with things because you have released the resistance surrounding money. You have released some of the anxiety and, you know, you're ironing that out. So the next thing that I started to realize is I really didn't believe that I was worthy of money. I started to recognize when people would give me things, how closed off my body and my energy was to receiving those things, and how being closed off like that was only keeping me from being able to receive more, really keeping me from being in my feminine energy, receiving, right? And so I remember when people used to pay me and I just felt so unworthy of it there was a resistance there. Again, when you're present in your body, you can feel the resistance that's built up there. So when somebody would give me something, it would just, I would be like, oh my gosh, thank you. But I never really felt worthy of it. And so I had to start, you know, working on my self-concept in relation to money and finances and abundance, and, you know, knowing that I'm worthy of experiencing a beautiful life, knowing that I'm worthy of having all the things, knowing that I'm worthy of existing and just breathing the air. I am enough already. When you have this resistance and you're closed off to receiving, there's a deep feeling of unworthiness there. There's a deep feeling of I am not enough. And so that's something that you have to really work on in order for you to open up into your being able to receive and knowing that you're worthy of receiving that abundance, so that God, universe, higher power can present you with the opportunities for you to receive, right? For you to be abundant. It won't align with you if you don't feel that you're worthy of it, right? So how I felt about myself in the past when I was living in victim consciousness and survival consciousness is I didn't feel worthy of those things, and I was so stressed and worried. How do you can't align in your life with the abundance when you're living in that fear, right? So there's so much of more of an ease when you just know that you're worthy of that, those things. And you know, if you look around at the people in your life or just people in general that are very abundant, they're very open to receiving. They know that they're worthy of receiving the best life. And they really embody that energy. And there's a frequency with them. There's a vibration with them. There's a magnetic energy to them. And I just started to notice people in my life or on TV or couples or whatever I had desired in my life. I started to notice people that had a life that I admired. And what was the energy that those people had? They have this very confident energy, this very open, this very, you know, self-loving energy, and it's very magnetizing. And so what I started to do is the more that I started to work on my worthiness wounds surrounding money and abundance in my life, it also tapped into me really embodying this magnetizing energy. Because when you know that you are worthy of the best life, you become magnetic and things just come to you, you know, attention, people, you know, people give you little gifts here and there. Just, it's just, you're living a whole different experience again, because your energy is so open to receiving. There's no attachment or no need for anything. It's something that comes from within, right? And so that was something that really helped me, was to really embody the feelings of being worthy of having the best life, and not hoping and wishing for the best life, but really embodying and knowing that I'm deserving of that best life. So the last thing that I did, and this actually ties into, you know, embodying that magnetizing energy, is I began to take money off of the pedestal. When you're in survival and you're in victim consciousness, you have money up on this pedestal. Like, I need money. And it's like up there and you're just hopeful and wishing for it. And, you know, most of the world lives in this place of desperation for money, and people do really evil and horrible things for money. And when you're in survival, you have money up on this pedestal like it's something bigger and better than you. And so that's where it aligns. It's above you. And so the more work you do on yourself to become magnetizing, you take money off the pedestal. You start to see it as a tool that can help you in your life instead of something that is the end all be all to your life. And having the amount of money is going to give you your value or your worth. You start to take away that idea in your mind, and you start to magnetize yourself and start to see yourself as this abundant magnetizing, you know, being, goddess, God on the pedestal, and that money just flows to you. It just comes to you. It just arrives at your doorstep. It just comes from all different places. And this is something that I'm still working on today. You know, we have this very ABC, five senses, very like logical mind of how things should work in our life. But abundance is outside of that level of our consciousness. It's, you could literally have money come from anywhere. I mean, you could win the lottery. You could have a bonus from your job. You could have a friend hand you a pile of money. You could have a stranger give you a large tip. It can literally come from anywhere. You could have a loved one pass over and leave something in their will for you. Like, it just can literally come from anywhere. And, you know, that's how big your mind has to be and how much you have to expand to a point where you're not living so small-minded that you need to plan and organize everything in your life, because the abundance is magic. It comes outside of that level of our consciousness. And so taking money off the pedestal will allow for you to let it just come to you from somewhere. It's not above you. It's that it exists all around you and that it is here to come to you. It is here to serve you. It is the tool that you are using in your life to make your life, you know, the way that you desire it to be. It comes from you. It's all the embodiment of you. I really hope that this helps some of you, because I know most of the world is really struggling and living in lack consciousness. And when you finally free yourself from lack consciousness, and you start to see the abundance that exists in the world in one area of your life, like financial abundance, coming from lack consciousness into this more abundant mindset, you start to see how an abundant mindset all across the board in your life just opens you up to being able to receive the greatest gifts out there, your desires, and to really live a fulfilling experience, the life that you desire to experience. I'm going to throw in this last little tip for you guys. I used to be somebody that would hoard money. I would be so afraid to let money go. Again, this ties into the releasing the resistance surrounding money and like the anxiety that comes up with money. When you hold money and you're so afraid to give extra or give more, you are telling God, universe, higher power, whatever you believe in, that you don't have enough. And when you don't have enough and you're afraid that you don't have enough, again, that's just where you align. The more that I just trusted myself in that I am so abundant, that money just flows to me. And actually, I had this shift in my mindset to I never spend money, I circulate money. That was something that I read and I will never forget that. I'm never spending money, I'm just circulating money. The more that I was able to let money go, right? Say I'm paying a bill, I let it go. Say I'm in a restaurant and I'm giving a tip, I let it go. I give great money to the service. I mean, the more I just started to let it go and bless people, this is a key. I started to bless people because I didn't do it because I was circulating money and I knew the money was gonna come back to me. I bless people because it gives me joy to be able to give now. And when I was living in survival consciousness, lack consciousness, I had a really hard time giving. I would give because I didn't feel valuable or worthy, and I would only be giving to like almost be accepted and liked by people. But now when you're magnetizing, you're so full that you have so much extra to give and the abundance is just flowing through you. And so to be able to bless people and put a smile on their face, you know, I give my lady at the gym, I always give her, the cleaning lady, I always give her money for a coffee. You know, and it's not to say like, hey, here's a tip for you. No, I always say, hey, here's a coffee on me today. You know, and she just lights up and she's so grateful and she works so hard. So she deserves that coffee, you know, and those little things just fill me with so much joy. And what happens when you start to heal your, you know, financial blocks to abundance, you actually start to fill yourself with joy and energy. And it's not just about the money. The more abundant you become, money is not the only abundance that exists in the world. That's just a small thing. Like the energy that you fill yourself with, the joy that comes from being able to give and bless people, it really just fills me up. Every time I'm at Trader Joe's and the person's bagging my groceries, they get $5. It doesn't matter who it is. Every single time I'm there with no exception, the person who bags my groceries, they're always a positive vibe. They get $5 because they deserve it, you know? And it just puts such a smile on their faces. And so with that being said, guys, the more you give when you're full already, once you've worked on yourself and you have this really healthy relationship with yourself and healthy relationship with money and abundance, and you start to shift in the space where you are abundant, the more you give and the more you bless others, the more full you will feel. And I think that has been the best part of this mindset shift for me and healing my relationship with money, is that it has made me become a better person. And not only am I more abundant, but I'm more abundant for others. And it's just been such an amazing journey. So if any of you guys are interested and you want to do one-on-one with me to work on healing your survival consciousness, your lack consciousness, you can email me booking@feelswithmish.com. If you guys are interested, I have TikTok. I have, you guys are on my YouTube here, of my podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and more. And I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have an amazing, beautiful, positive day, because you absolutely deserve it. And explain it to the blind. May you wake up from its side. See the truth through the third eye. Let your heart be your guide. Light up the way. Let your heart be your guide. Free from your pain. It ain't a mistake, 'cause you choose your